I'm David Shaper in Chicago, the second city which loves to boast whenever it's first in something. World's biggest this, world's largest that, but it's lost a few such titles lately. O'Hare, once the world's busiest airport, isn't anymore. And this skyscraper, what used to be the Sears Tower and is now the Willis Tower, isn't the world's tallest building anymore. So it is with great Chicago pride that the mayor and other dignitaries are inside to welcome what would become the world's largest airline.
Morning. Thank you very much, Glenn Tilton and Jess Mysak. Welcome you
Chicago
to our
Mayor
great
Richard
city.
Daley thanked the CEOs Airlines of United and Continental for keeping the new United's headquarters in downtown Chicago, saying aviation is now the economic engine driving the city.
Chicago is the home of the world's largest airline, United, the world's largest aircraft manufacturer, in Boeing, and I firmly believe the world's finest airport in a modernized O'Hare.
Though airline officials say it's too soon to say how many employees would move to Chicago, the merger's benefits go far beyond filling more cubicles and plain old civic pride. Jerry Roper, head of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, says Continental's system offers destinations to Chicago business travelers that United didn't have.
We pick up Latin America for our, what I'll call our road warriors here in Chicago. So it's a tremendous benefit for us. It's a very competitive edge that we now have.
Of all of the airlines suffering from soaring fuel prices in the recession, United's financial troubles have been deeper than most. So outside of the Willis Tower, Mary Myers of Chicago says if the merger strengthens the airline,
Probably be good. United seems to need help.
They've been struggling financially.
They have been struggling, yeah. And here in Chicago, you know, they've been a big player for those of us that travel a lot.
Don Johnson, a financial wealth manager from suburban Evanston, agrees.
I think it's a good thing for Chicago. I think it'll bring more jobs. It'll add more flights to the schedule, and I think it'll make United more competitive, so they'll be here for the long run.
And as for bragging rights after losing the 2016 Olympics, Chicagoans know how folks in Cleveland and Houston might be feeling and don't want to rub it in. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.